W4DJ, Dundee Mobile.
Dundee, KQ4QHV.
HV, W4DJW, good morning.
Good morning, Dave, how are you? This is Nick.
Good, I had a suspicion that was you. I haven't used your call enough to know my heart yet, but I had a suspicion that was you. How are you doing?
Driving around in Greenville County with my apprentice, and we're looking for red tails.
My house, there's usually two or three of them flying over all the time, sometimes screeching to the top of their lungs.
Those are usually, if you hear them, that's going to most likely be a red shoulder.
And my dogs just stop in their tracks. They freeze, and they look up at the sky. It's amazing how they know that's danger.
Their birds out this morning, unfortunately. I think we've got four red shoulders and two red tails so far.
Can you find one?
Well, she's an apprentice falconer, and so we're going to trap it and teach her how to man and fly the bird on wild game.
The juvenile, when they're out flying on their own, how do you coax them to come to the ground where you want them to come to the ground to?
She has built a trap that is covered with nooses, and then we'll take a prey animal and put it in that trap, and that usually does the trick.
Watch. I wouldn't mind participating in one of those one time, but I bet it takes a lot of patience and time, huh?
About 7 o'clock, or really about 8 o'clock this morning, and not having super success today.
I mean, is that something you do very often? Like, is it like once out of every 5 trips you're successful, or how's that go?
If you want to call it average, I've put, you know, several thousand miles on vehicles before looking for birds. So sometimes you'll go right out and see one and be able to get it, and sometimes it takes a few trips.
You see, you know, I see several different kind of hawks. I can tell a peregrine pretty easy, but the rest of them, it's kind of hard when all you see is a silhouette in the sky. And I see two different kinds of silhouettes, some with really long cord on the wing, and short coupled, meaning the tail doesn't go very far past the wings, and some of them where the tail goes a long way past the wings, and it's got a short cord on the wings. That's the two main kind that I see. I'm just curious if that rings a bell to you.
The Budios, which are like the red-tailed hawk is a member of that species, they're going to have like a broader wing with a shorter tail. And then you have the Accipiters, and they'll have sort of that longer wing that you described kind of in between, but they'll also have a longer, much longer tail. And then the Falcons, like you said, they're going to have the longest tail and be a much smaller bird.
My APRS sent out a beacon, and I didn't get the name. I got the red tail was the first one with the shorter, stubbier wings and shorter tail. But what was the second one?
An Accipiter, and that's going to be like your Cooper's hawk, your sharp chin hawk, and red shoulder hawk, which is what the ones that we have in this area.
Well, those are the ones that I see overhead when I'm out walking the dogs, and they're screeching like crazy. Sometimes there's crows that are bothering. Sometimes it's songbirds like blackbirds or blue jays that are just flying around them and, you know, grabbing them by the head because they're much more agile. And I guess it's because the hawk probably took their babies. I don't know. But they're angry, you can tell. And usually sometimes they're just quiet and they just go on about their way and they ignore the songbirds. And sometimes they're just screeching like crazy.
So like your crows and your blue jays, they're going to go after those guys. It's kind of like a cat and a dog. They just have a mortal relationship with each other.
Kind of like the water buffalo and the lions on a smaller scale.
Exactly, and in the sky.
That is two-dimensional. It is pretty cool to hear them screech like that, but to see my dogs freeze in their tracks. My dogs weigh less than 10 pounds apiece. One of them's 5 pounds, and the other one's 6 pounds, and they're very young right now. But to see them, brand-new dogs, they're 4 months old, freeze when that screech comes out is it's kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, but for the most part, you've got nothing to worry about. There's not really any bird of prey around here that would go after a dog of that size. They can't pick that up off the ground.
And they were 3 pounds. Well, one was 2.9, the other one's like 3.5 or so. I can't remember what it was. So it's kind of scary when you're out there with a little tiny animal like that.
Absolutely. Just to give you put it in perspective, though, a large red tail, for example, is not able to gain altitude with a gray squirrel.
Marty Hawkins and I was doing, because they wouldn't fly with them, but they could catch them in the tree, but they couldn't take off flying with them. Oh, they might have been able to. I didn't see them do that. Anyway, I got to place an order. I'll be back in a little bit if you're still there. W4DJW.
Copy that, KQ4QHV.